selective abandonment process. And heading up this report,
I think it's me.
Fun time.
This is an FYI for you. We, as you know, we were going to do the surveys. We started a survey with the administrators prior to winter break, and then with the other employees and the public after winter break. So the responses are coming in, and we are getting a lot of responses. So I kind of went back to the responses as they were coming in and tried to just kind of summarize them for you so you can be thinking on it and know what is out there. Jim had suggested that we kind of group them like we have in our program budgeting, and that worked out well. So as I went through the surveys, I just put the topics under the areas where they seem to fit best. And as you'll notice, I had an other on the end that didn't quite fit into any of them or slopped over. You can see the topics, excuse me, you can see the topics, and you might come to the conclusion, well, it's about everything that we do, and it does cover a large area. We had our discussion this morning, and we're tentatively planning on the committee meeting in February to bring this back to you again with kind of our package of what we think the 25 are that we would consider for doing a study and see if you can help us narrow it down, because we're not sure when we get down to the end if we have to make some modifications or reductions, that we're doing them in the areas that even though you may not want to do, but it would be the areas that you'd be willing to support. So this is just FYI at this time.
Say, Ken, it seems like the real estate values increased more than maybe our estimates, original budget estimates, were. So what impact is that going to have on the budget going forward?
You know, it's going to ripple through the formula. And I think there's probably even more impact is going to come through legislation, because there's all kinds of legislation at that. But in terms of it has two things that happen. One of them is when the values in your community increase, of course, you immediately think the property taxes will be coming in. If you keep the levy the same, you'll receive more revenue in property taxes, which you will. The flip side of that, and we don't know how this is playing out statewide, but remember, property values are a part of your resources under the state aid formula. So as your property values go up, your state aid will go down. That, of course, is dependent upon how the other 248 school districts are doing as well. So it will be beneficial on the property tax side. It will be detrimental on the state's aid side. Between the two, it's bound to have positive effect. We haven't tried to guess what that's going to be, simply because I think the legislation that's pending, the legislature is going to have a far more dramatic impact on what our revenue is than any of the adjusting for individual property values. Also keep in mind, when the property value comes in, they were only talking about the real estate part. There's personal property that goes up and down. There's a centrally assessed that goes up and down. So there's a lot of variation that does happen. But generally it's positive, but it's not a one-to-one saying 5% increase in property values will necessarily result in a 5% increase in your total revenue, because it will have a negative impact on your state aid as well.
But you always use an estimate in your budget,
yep,
analysis. I know that every time that we've seen it, you've always had an estimate of what property tax increases might,
right,
be or not, maybe. So it, yep, will have, obviously, you expect it to have some impact.
Yes, and positive. Overall, it'll be positive. Where we would really see it being positive is in, now realize the 5% that we heard about for Douglas County. The portion of our property tax levy that is a common levy, it won't make any difference where that property value increase was. Mm-hmm. If it's down in OPS, if it's downtown, we still, on our 95-cent common levy, we will realize the gain as well. But if all of that value growth that has been mentioned is downtown, it doesn't help us on our